Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In life, when we face circumstances that seem impossible to overcome, it's easy to become discouraged and give up hope, but as Christians, we are called to have faith and speak life into every situation. God wants us to use words of faith to fashion out a pleasant course for our lives. This message will help us in aligning our thoughts and words with God's truth, and bring into existence those things which we desire. May we be encouraged and strengthened by His word as we continue to declare with confidence, calling those things that are not as though they were. Again, our topic is calling those things that are not as though they were. And our Bible text is from Romans chapter 4 verse 16 to 17.
Romans chapter 4 verse 16 to 17. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not.
Can you create what you desire through your words? Yes, it is possible through the power of God. When we make declaration of faith, the Spirit of God has a creative power to transform our words into reality. There is power in the words we speak, and what we declare has a direct impact on our lives. The Bible tells us that God created the universe by speaking it into existence, and in the same way, we too have been given the ability to create with our words. From our Bible text in Romans chapter 4 verse 17, the Apostle Paul says, As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. In this verse, Paul was referring to the story of Abraham, who was called by God to be the father of many nations, even though at the time, he was childless and his wife Sarah was barren. Despite the seemingly impossible circumstances, Abraham believed God's promise and spoke in faith, calling those things that were not as though they were. And as a result, God brought about the fulfillment of his promise in Abraham's life. As believers, we too are called to speak in faith, believing that what we declare will come to pass. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11 verse 23, Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, Go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. We may not be facing the same circumstances as Abraham or be called to move literal mountains, but we all have areas in our lives where we need to exercise faith and speak life. Perhaps it's in our relationships, our health, our finances, or our career. Whatever it may be, we can take comfort in the fact that God is faithful to fulfill His promises, and we can trust in His word. In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, God says, So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. When we speak God's word in faith, we can be confident that it will not return void, but will accomplish what God desires in our lives. However, it's important to note that speaking in faith doesn't mean denying the reality of our circumstances or pretending that everything is okay when it's not. Rather, it means acknowledging the truth of our situation but choosing to believe in the truth of God's word above all else. It means declaring what God says about us and our situation, even if it goes against what we see or feel. For example, if we are struggling with a health issue, we can declare God's promise of healing over our body, even if we don't see immediate results. If we are facing financial hardship, we can declare God's promise of provision and trust that He will provide for our needs. If we are dealing with relationship issues, we can declare God's promise of restoration and believe that He can bring healing and reconciliation. In Romans chapter 8 verse 28, Paul says, And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. When we speak in faith and declare God's promises over our lives, we can trust that He is working all things for our good, even if we can't see it in the moment. As believers, we have been given the power to create with our words, just as God created the universe with His. We are called to speak in faith, believing that what we declare will come to pass. We can take comfort in the fact that God is faithful to fulfill His promises, and we can trust in His word. Let us choose to speak life and declare God's promises over our lives, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Let us follow the example of Abraham, who believed God's promise even when it seemed impossible, and let us have faith that God is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. Let us feed our minds with positive thoughts daily and make positive declaration about our situations. In Matthew chapter 12 verse 34, Jesus says, "For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks." Our words are a reflection of what is in our hearts, and if we truly believe in God's promises, then our words will reflect that belief. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see." Through faith, we must continually speak God's promises over our lives, even when we don't see immediate results. We must speak it again, again, and again with confidence until we see the reality. As Luke chapter 1 verse 45 says, "And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." When we believe and speak God's mind about our situation, God shall perform His will in our lives. In conclusion, let us be people of faith who speak life and declare God's promises. Let us follow the example of Abraham, who believed God's promise even when it seemed impossible. We must examine our hearts and renew our minds with His word, so that we can align our thoughts and words with His truth. And let us have patience and trust in His perfect timing, knowing that He is faithful to fulfill His promises. May we be encouraged and strengthened by His word, and may our faith continue to grow as we declare with confidence, calling those things that are not as though they were. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word and the power it holds to transform our lives. As we reflect on the message of calling those things that are not as though they were, we ask for Your guidance and strength to speak in faith and declare Your promises over our lives. Help us to align our thoughts and words with Your truth, and to renew our minds with Your word so that we may be transformed from the inside out. We ask that You give us the courage to speak life, even when we face challenges and setbacks, and the patience to trust in Your perfect timing. We thank You for Your faithfulness and Your promises, and we trust in Your unfailing love and grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 14, chapter 15 and chapter 16. And for the evening, Mark chapter 13 verse 14 to 37. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.